Hello, everyone. This is Clarissa Bell, and this is the teleclass for cardiology. And I have an announcement. And instead of doing this teleclass weekly, every week, I am changing it to every second and fourth Tuesday of the month. And I will be sending out email reminders about that. So I just wanted to announce that right up front. And, again, this is the teleclass where we will first, I will discuss a topic designed to deepen our awareness and expand our consciousness. Then I'll go into information about the science of the cards, also known as cardiology, or some may know it as destiny cards. And then I'll be giving free readings if there is someone on the line who would like a free reading. But as usual, I will start off with a prayer. So if you're somewhere where you're able to do so, just please close your eyes and just take in these words. We open in total trust that everything the universe brings us is a gift of love and support. We feel deep appreciation for these gifts and unconditionally accept them all. We see the activities of our day as an experience and expression of our expanded soul awareness, and rejoice in all of them exactly as they are. We feel the abundance bestowed upon us by the universe and joyfully accept all the richness inherent in them, and we are committed to an ever-expanding awareness of who we really are. And so it is, and so be it. And this is a prayer from Grady Claire Porter, and you can find, she has these beautiful meditations in her books. There's three books, there's three volumes. They're a little hard to get, but you can get, I know, volume 3 online at Amazon, and I believe you can get some of the other volumes on Amazon as well from some used booksellers. And the titles of the books are Conversations with Jay-Z, volume JC, like the letter J and C. So Conversations with Jay-Z, volumes 1, volumes 2, and volumes 3. Beautiful, beautiful writings and meditations and prayers, but just beautiful energy. Okay, so the topic for today is no separate I. And I came up with this topic because of from my own personal experience and what I've been going through lately. You know, I've talked a lot about identities in this class, and again, the definition of an identity is any belief about self. And so our I's, the I, who we believe we are, this I, is really made up of many different beliefs about ourselves, many different identities, whether they be negative identities or positive identities. I mean, we all, this I, this separate I, that this I that believes it's separate from the whole, is really made up of, you know, negative identities and positive identities. So it's just a mix. And these identities actually are created by us. We are creating these identities, and a lot of them actually get formed very, very early before we can even speak. And they're basically made up by stories that part of ourselves tells us about what's going on in our environment, what's going on in our experience. And a lot of these stories most of the stories are not true. Well, all of them really are not true because they're really formed before we can even have the faculties to really be able to discern. For instance, you could be a baby in the crib and you can just sense the way your parents may or may not be relating to you. And usually on some level, the storytelling begins there. It's not a verbal story, but it's like just an energy imprint. And I in my own personal experience, I've taken myself back to, I think I've I did a class on this where I talked about a big negative identity mask that I just created about through the process of doing this work over years, coming to this place where I could go back and actually sense and feel what I was experiencing very, very early before I could even speak, you know, before I even had the mental faculties to make sense of my experience. But in that not being able to make sense of the experience, a lot of storytelling gets told, you know. For instance, there's a big one, is there something wrong with me? You know, and it's, this is, again, it's not, when it's happening that young, it's not a verbal story. It's like a, it's like an impression. It's like an energy imprint. But being able to go back now with the mental faculties, I could actually feel the imprint of what was imprinted and that I actually imprinted that, you know, trying to make sense of my experience. Anyway. So a lot of these eyes get formed in that way. And then a lot of identities get formed, you know, as we're growing up and when we go to school and through our relationships with our peers and other people in our class and you know, schooling, you know, a lot of wisdom, intelligence. You know, I'm smart, I'm stupid, I'm intelligent, I'm dumb, you know, I'm not as good as. I'm not liked, I'm not loved. A lot of identities also get formed, you know, actually through all of the development stages, you know, from the baby all the way up to, I you know, believe until pretty much puberty and sometimes beyond. But I think by then, you know, these identities are pretty much formed. And like I said, there are very, very many identities. And anyway, so by that time, we've got this, we've created this separate identity, this me, this I that's separate from everything and everyone else. And it's just a mass of identities, and it creates this separate I. And in the classes, I've talked about how to actually begin to dismantle at least the negative, quote, negative identities. Negative meaning not meaning bad, because nothing is bad. It just is. Nothing is bad. It's negative in terms of it's not serving our purpose at this point, or it's not like supporting us in experiencing the life that we like to live, or to support us in some intention that we're trying to set or manifest in the world. So it's negative, and since it's going in the wrong direction from where we're wanting to go. Okay, so I talked about how ways to begin to dismantle, discreate, and transform these identities that do not serve us, and to begin to sort of energize or, you know, create more positive identities, positive in that it's going to support us in creating what it is that we want to create, okay? So, but what I want to talk about today is going even beyond this I that is just like a mass of all of these different identities, okay? So a positive identity is preferable to a negative identity, sure, which is, you know, the beginning of being able to gain freedom in terms of living a much more joyful life. But even there's something even beyond these. But a positive identity is still an identity. It's still made up from a story. It's still just an idea about self, okay? Yeah, it's more preferable than a negative one because we're not suffering and there is, you know, joy in a lot of these positive identities. Okay, so I'm going to just share something that I wrote about this, okay, to kind of give you a better an idea of what I'm really going for here and what I'm really wanting to share from my own personal experience, okay? Okay, so here it is. I realized that this I, the I that's created from all of these different, this combination of the negative and the positive identities, okay, that this I is made up of all of my negative identities and positive identities. And actually this particular, and the I is actually the root of a lot of anxiety and stress. And mainly it's the striving to make this I be more spiritually enlightened, so that I could have a better life, so that I could, quote, be happy, all right? And it's sort of in alignment with this quote I found online the other day by Krishnamurti. It says, you mistakenly believe that by pursuing the spiritual goal, you will somehow miraculously make your material goals simple and manageable. That's a quote by Krishnamurti I found online. Again, I'm going to repeat that. You mistakenly believe that by pursuing the spiritual goal, you will somehow miraculously make your material goals simple and manageable. Now, I found this quote online after I had written what I had written. So again, what I wrote was I saw that this striving to make this I be spiritually enlightened so that I could have a better life, so I could, quote, be happy, was the root of a lot of my anxiety and stress. What I saw was the fallacy of this striving and this approach to life, although I believe that it's a very necessary step along the path, okay? I believe that we really do, you know, have to come through this and live through this to begin to see that really there's something even beyond this. But it's part of the process, and so nothing is wrong. No, everything is really all right, okay? Nothing we can do is wrong. We can't really make a mistake. It's all part of the process. But at some point, we get to the point where we begin to see that even this is a fallacy in terms of we begin to see that this approach to life is really a fallacy, and I'll tell you why. Okay, so just imagine this or ask yourself this. What if, you know, I could just let go? What if we could just let go of this I needing to be anything in particular and to be able to recognize it as a unique and individualized I of the one God with a desire for life to be expressed through its unique vantage point? What if I, as this I, or what if we, as just this I, could just simply experience life as it flows through us, just as it is, without labeling and attaching a story to it? And further, without defining this I based on a story that we make up about what is happening now, what happened in the past, what may happen in the imagined future, okay? Because, again, all identities are formed on a story. All identities are formed based on a story that we're telling about ourselves and a decision we make about who we are in relation to that story. So what if we didn't make up any stories? And what if we didn't make these stories mean anything about us? I mean, they're going to be stories because they're going to be events that unfold. They're going to be, that's the nature of life. Life is unfolding. It's continually unfolding, and something is happening. And then we, you know, relay it. You know, we may want to relay that experience to someone else, and, you know, it gets relayed in a story or it gets relayed in a book or it gets relayed in a play. And but what if we didn't make the stories mean anything, especially anything negative about ourselves? Okay, because that's what we do with these. That's how these negative identities get formed. There's a story that's in play, and then we make it mean something about us. Okay, and it really is the meaning that we make it mean that is the cause of a lot of our pain and suffering. Okay, so if we didn't do that, we could then freely experience the flow of life more purely in each moment without resistance, without the resistance that results from an opinion of something being bad or wrong, okay? So bottom line is, if we drop the need for this I to be a special something, a special someone, we drop the need for this I to be some special someone, because we think we need to be special to live a, quote, good life, but if we just are coming from the premise of that we are whole and complete unto ourselves without all this labeling, without all these identities, and really be in touch with our natural identity, you know, and instead just recognize it, that we are already absolutely worthy and unique, a unique emissary representative aspect of the divine without any need to add or subtract anything from this I, from storytelling. Okay, and if we can recognize the truth with a capital T, and that truth is we are already whole unto ourselves, and all there is to do is to trust that life is good and always leading us to higher levels of living, higher levels of love, higher levels of expression, and all we need to do is go with the flow of life as it unfolds from moment to moment, trusting that all that we need in that moment is being given to us in its natural flow. Because life is change, life is naturally changing, and if we can just assume that life is on our side, that ultimately life is good, and everything that it is bringing us is bringing it is coming, because in some way or another, that is the experience that we are needing to have to open us to deeper levels of our being, deeper levels of truth, deeper levels of love. So this is the beginning of being able to sort of, it's not that our individuality is doesn't disappear. It doesn't disappear. It's just our reliance on it disappears. Our reliance on that we're this individual something that has to be this special something in order to be loved in life and noticed in life. Our reliance on that disappears, and we begin to identify more with the deeper truth of our being, that we are already this I, it's already whole and complete, and it's part of the one. And in this aligning with this deeper truth, then life moves through us, and in the movement of this life through us without any attachment to anything, we get to experience more and more the beauty of who we are, because life is doing it. That which is greater, that which is the source, which is the whole, is more free to move in us without the obstruction of all of these, this sense of separation. Okay, and I think that, you know, we get there when we get there, and there's no rush, and we can't get it wrong. And so as I want to put everything I'm saying in context to that we come to this place by grace, okay? We come to this place by grace, and whatever steps and whatever unfoldings that we have to move through to come to this place is all part of this beautiful dance of life, and so no worries. I'm just simply sharing an experience that I've been having and where I am, and I just wanted to share this place because it's very beautiful, and I know that some of you have probably already had this experience, but this not striving, this letting go of the striving for this I to be something, and being willing to let that go and align with that which already is whole and complete, and to experience life from this vantage point is quite extraordinary, very, very extraordinary. So I hope that this experience will be helpful to those of you who are listening and those of you who will download this call and later. Okay, so that concludes the topic for today. Okay, so I'm going to go into the cards. Well, first of all, today is November 9th, 2010. And those born today would be, they're Scorpios. So this is, we're in the territory of Scorpio. That's the astrological sign that someone would be born under. And their ruling card, they would have two ruling cards because Scorpio is ruled by two planets, Mars and Pluto. And so the ruling cards would be a two of clubs and a two of spades. And I will go into what these mean later, but I just wanted to, again, give a brief summary of what the science of the cards is. And this is an ancient system said to date back to Atlantis, but its last known documented origins are from the Magi Society, which is an ancient society rooted in Egypt. It's an esoteric school, okay? It's a mystical order, and this order intentionally kept this system a secret for thousands of years, and so the information was not really known by common man for centuries, and it's actually just become available to us because the time was considered appropriate for this information to be more widely spread. And the first book was published in 1894 by a man named Olney Richmond, And since then, more books have been published, and I'd say in the last 20 years, the system has become more widely known. But again, still, most people don't really know about this system. If you were to probably talk to your average person or probably any of your friends, they probably would not know about this system. But it is becoming more widely known, and there are books that you can get from any bookstore, Barnes & Noble's, Borders, by a man named Robert Lee Camp, and there are others who've written books, but he's the one that's been responsible, I think, in the last 10 years for this information becoming more widely disseminated. His name is Robert Lee Camp, and he's written Cards of Your Destiny. He's written Love Cards. He's written Your Birthday, Your Cards, and I believe several other books. And you can also go to his website at www.7thunders.com. And you can also get put in your birthday and get your birth card, your card for the day, your card for the planetary period. So you can get quite a lot of information, as well as he's got a lot of courses and things like that. So www.7thunders.com. And I also do readings. You can go to my website at www.clarissabell.com. You can see the different types of readings I offer. And I also offer relationships support at a very nominal fee. So you can go there and actually see what services I provide too. But this system is actually what our common deck of cards was created for. And you say, wow, common deck and cards, really? I mean, you know, who knew? I didn't know either. And it does, but really the system, the cards were created to be a representation of the Earth's calendar, of our Earth's calendar. The 52 cards correspond to the 52 weeks of the year. The 13 cards in each suit correspond to the 13 lunar cycles of the year. And the four suits correspond to the four seasons. And if you were to add the numerical value of each card plus the joker is a one and a quarter, it would total 365 and a quarter, which is the number of days in every year. So, see, it is a representation of our Earth's calendar. And the way this works, system works, is that every day of the year is governed by planetary energies. And at any given moment, there are planetary energies that correspond to what's happening here on the planet. Okay? So our birthday, that you were born, is governed by one of the 52 cards. And the birth card is our soul's primary symbol for this lifetime, okay? I mean, of course, our soul is much greater than a card, but in each lifetime, we choose a birthday. And in coming in on that day, we choose one of the 52 patterns, well, 53 including the joker, that will help us progress spiritually. And inherent in that birth card and the life spread of that birth card are positive and negative patterns that are the most important for us to work on to get us, you know, in this lifetime, okay? So every birth card, it represents the soul's expression that is very positive and very powerful, okay? And what each birth card is, and so whatever our birth card is, we are a really good expression of that card, okay? And you could say our birth card is what we're here to really be doing in this lifetime, okay? And it also represents gifts that we have to offer to others, okay? So, and our planetary ruling card is always one of the cards that's in our life path, and it's really the card that is an aspect of our personality, which we identify with very, very strongly as the main form of expression. So you could say that our birth card is what we came here to do, and our ruling card is how we actually do it, okay? It's the way we express it, all right? So, and sometimes people relate much better to their ruling card than their birth card, okay? And they're much more conscious of being that ruling card than they are their birth card, all right? So, so if I know your birth card and your ruling card, I can actually know a lot about you, just what you came here to do, and some of your personality traits, your challenges, and your gifts that you came here into the world. And so, when you actually know your birth card and your ruling card, you basically can and have self-understanding beyond, you know, maybe what you're conscious of. And it begins to open you up to really being able to own who you are. So that's one thing. It gives you information about, you know, your path and what you came here to do. And it's more confirmation because I think we all know it, okay? So I think it just gives us just a kind of a boost to really step into really who we are and to own that. And then also this system is unique in that it is a set system that through a very complex mathematical system called quadration, these cards are calculated such that for every year of our life, there are a set of cards that are calculated for each year of our life, and these cards can be read as, that's why I believe Robert Lee Camp, the man who brought this, who's bringing the system out more, began to call it destiny cards, because in a way, if you know, if you can know how to read these spreads, you can kind of read your destiny from year to year. Now, the cards just represent energies. Now, we are powerful beings, and we are creative beings, and we really are responsible for our lives. So the spreads, they're called spreads for every year, and they start on your birthday. They go from birthday to birthday, and the spreads just show you energies that are available. When you learn how to harmonize or align yourself with it, it's as if life is giving you a helping hand, okay? So so it's not that certain things will happen to you. It's just that if you know how to read the cards, then, like I said, it's almost like getting a boost. It's almost like, okay, go. It's like going with the current, going with the flow. And so you're getting the energy of the flow, and things can happen much more easily for you when you know, when you recognize, okay, that this energy is present and this energy is here to support me. And I've always found that when I really align myself with the cards and I go with the flow of it, life just becomes so much easier, so much, well, not necessarily, well, it, much more simpler, not necessarily easy, because, I mean, I think that, that we do have challenges that we've come in here to kind of move through, and it actually challenges us to expand and to grow. And I was actually talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about pressure, and you know, we're both coming to this place of, wow, life is pressure. And then I was thinking, yeah, because if we didn't have pressure, then we wouldn't really move from necessarily from where we are to another place. I mean, even our bodies, I mean, there's pressures in our bodies when we have to eliminate waste. I mean, we have the pressure of a movement that happens in our system, in our body, and that's how we know it's time to, you know, eliminate waste. I mean, you know, that's kind of a gross body example, but it's kind of a good example, too. And I think, you know, life is the same way. You know, it's going to present these opportunities to grow and expand, but a lot of times we don't really know it's time to do that unless something is happening to sort of like put a little bit of a pressure on us to know, okay, well, it's time to change, or it's time to expand, it's time to grow. And these spreads actually give us information that let us know, okay, it's time to do this, or time to expand into this, or time to, this is a spiritual year, this is a material year. It's kind of a guide, okay? And when we know how to align with these guys, then it's like we can just go with the flow of this energy, and it really does give us a helping hand. And then the third thing is that we can compare our birth and ruling cards to others, and we can understand how we're actually relating to others. And when we know that, we can be on the lookout for certain traits and certain characteristics and certain ways that we actually are in relationship with another, and it just helps us navigate that. Okay, so like I said, today someone would, who would be born today would be a Scorpio, and they would be a Jack of Clubs birth card and a Two of Clubs and a Two of Spades ruling card. So this would be someone who, where relationships would be very important, because there's a double two, and twos are all about relationship, all about cooperation. They're very, they actually need others. The relationships with others is a big part of their path, okay? So, and it's also, you know, a double club, a Jack club and a Two of club. So this would be someone who would be very, very intelligent, okay? And two is also the number for logic. So you have a Jack, first of all, a Jack is the member of the royal family, but they have a powerful memory. Clubs are about information and communication. They have a powerful memory. Some have photographic memories, okay? They're very, very creative, very, very resourceful, but they're also very mentally fixed, okay? They know what they know, and it's hard to dissuade them from anything, and they would really be excellent at any work that dealt with detail and high intelligence. And their Two of Clubs would just help with that, because, again, two is a number of logic as well as partnership and relationship. And if you think of tools, you can think of, you know, computers, you can think of So anything to deal with logic, okay? So this card loves to talk, okay? It's one of the most intelligent in the deck. So you've got the Jack of Clubs, which is already highly intelligent with the powerful memory, and then you've got the Two of Clubs, who's great at conversation. They love to talk. It's a card of logic. They're capable of making detailed distinctions and drawing logical conclusions, okay? But the thing about the Two of Clubs is they're very sensitive, okay? So I would say, and fear-based. All twos actually are very fear-based. But the Two of Clubs dealing with the mind, they try to go over things a lot in their mind. But also, too, the real reason, the most important reason why the Two of Clubs is a lot of fear is because they have an Ace of Spades as the first karma card. And the Ace of Spades is the card of death and rebirth in this system. And if people, if anyone tries to resist, so it's the card of transformation. And when we try to resist death and rebirth and transformation, you can imagine that can lead to a lot of fear. And a lot of times with Two of Clubs, they're unaware of this sort of, they just feel this fear inside, but they're unaware of why. And it can, sort of manifest itself in all kinds of phobias. But like I said, all twos have fear, are fear-based to some extent. So then their other ruling card is a Two of Spades. So this is someone who has a very powerful memory, very intelligent, but will probably need to work on being able to access the spiritual side of life so that they can actually begin to find safety in that which is higher and deeper than just the physical experience. Otherwise, I could see that someone like this would have a hard time. And the Two of Spades is a networking card, okay? It is the card of, it's the friendship card, okay? So, again, this person would be really partnership-oriented. And, again, detail-oriented because it is a card of logic. They would have command of logic and mental operations, okay? And, again, the only thing with that is that it would take a backseat to emotions, which would not be the most helpful in relationships. So while they need relationships, they have to learn to be able to get into their bodies and to also take their feelings into account, okay, so that they can understand themselves better so that when they're in relationship, they can be able to express themselves more from a more holistic perspective and not just from the mind, okay? All right, so that's something about someone that would be born today. Let's see, I'm going to unmute the call and see if there's anyone on the line who would like a reading. Hello, anyone there?
Good morning, Clarissa.
Hey. Is this Tamara?
Yeah, I got your email.
Oh, okay. Hello, good morning. Well, I guess it's afternoon for me. It's still morning for you. Hi.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone else on the line?
Hi, it's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. Okay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay.
I've had reading from you before, so I'm happy to have Tamara have this reading.
Okay.
So, I'll just let her have the reading.
All right. Well, also, too, Tamara had a reading, too, so I guess there's like 25 minutes. So if each of you wants to get a question, and I could do that as well.
Okay, I'd love to have a little reading on what's up for me right now. So that's what I'd like.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Same here.
All right, okay. So let me go with Tamara first, and then
okay.
I will get to you, Jennifer. Okay.
Okay, good.
So, all right, okay. So, Tamara, you remind me again what your
birthday
is.
How do I unmute?
One star is to toggle back and forth.
Okay, great.
Okay.
One star.
One star. Tamara?
October 30th, 1956.
That's right, and you just had a birthday. And
mm-hmm.
You are 54 years old. You turned. How was your birthday? Because last I spoke to you, it was right before your birthday.
Yes, excellent. Everything. Life is so smooth.
Aw, I love that.
And as you were saying about pressure, I just learned that it can come, but it's how you choose to look at it that matters.
Yeah,
how you choose to deal with it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, we think life's not supposed to be pressure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it is a natural aspect of life. And
well,
so,
that you can't have evolution without it. That's the deal.
that is the thing. And once you know that, you just go, okay, it's just a part, a natural part, and a very beneficial part. You know.
Yes.
You know.
Yes,
and so then
yes.
we come into a different relationship, and instead of resisting it, then we're
mm-hmm.
able to appreciate it and then take it as a sign. Okay, I guess it's time to expand here.
Yes, yes, because without it, you wouldn't even know you needed to do anything or to move to a different mindset. You wouldn't know.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. okay. So Tamara is a Five of Hearts birth card. She's also a Scorpio, so she would have two ruling cards. She has the Nine of Hearts and the Nine of Diamonds ruling card. So, again, she's got this double nine. So in her life, she really is just, her life is about completion. And also, two nines have to give. They have to give on a universal level. Nine is a number of universal, the universal number. They must give on a large scale to universally. Okay. So also, she's a double heart, so relationships would be important to her. So let me look and see what's going on. You just had your birthday. You're in your Mercury period, and the thing about the Mercury, you just went into a new year,
mm-hmm.
and so your past year just ended, and now you're going into a new year. And whatever happens, and your Mercury period is from your birthday, so from October 30th to, and it's gonna, you're gonna be in Mercury until December 21st, and then you're going to go into your Venus period. And so the thing about Mercury is that whatever happens in Mercury, it comes and it goes, and it's like things happen quickly, you know,
mm-hmm.
something may happen, but it doesn't necessarily stick, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So your Mercury period is like you're just sort of adjusting to the new year. And you really don't feel the energies of, like, the year-long cards probably until the end of, you know, until you're into your Venus period or maybe even sometimes March. You don't really get a feel for what the year is going to be about with all of the cards that affect you throughout the year. So it's like you're just sort of getting your bearings into this new kind of energy that's happening for this new year for you. So that's what I want to say about Mercury. And what does happen in Mercury usually just it comes and it's over quickly, you know. Like, for instance, if you were to, say, meet somebody in Mercury, like, it might be over, you know, before the Mercury period is over. It's kind of like that, you know.
Okay.
You know, Mercury is very quick. What happens in Mercury happens quickly. It's done. It's over with. So, but, you know, you can get a lot done. So let's see. And I can tell you about your Mercury period. Well, you've got a Jack of Clubs. That's elevation of your mind and your thinking. You remember today
mm-hmm.
is a Jack of Clubs day. So it's really a period for you to upgrade your thinking, okay, which I know you're doing anyway. I would say, really a period for you to upgrade your thinking. And you've got the Seven of Clubs long range anyway, so that's really focused on enlightening your mind. And I,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I've known Tamara a few years, and you're always doing that anyway. So I would say just to continue to do that, but also to, you got a Three of Diamonds underneath, and that's worry about money. I don't know what your money situation's like, but that would be money worries. It could be just creativity, having a lot of ideas and just trying to figure out how to ground the ideas so that you can actually produce something. But on the negative side, it's you know, worry about money. On the positive side, it's being able to determine or to come up with different ways to make money. It's creativity in money making.
Mm-hmm.
So, That's there, and let me look at your ruling card. So spread for this period, which is the Nine of Hearts and the Nine of Diamonds. So what you want to do with that creative energy, but you've got that Jack of Clubs, so that Jack of Clubs is the direct card. So but mostly you'd be elevating your mind, and it would be a good time to really get any kind of creative projects you have going on. Okay, now in your ruling cards, you've got a Three of Spades is a direct card. Again, that's a three. The three is the number of creativity. So this would be working more than one job or having more than one work project.
Okay.
All right. And again, but with the threes, the caution with the threes is that it's so many, it's like, you know, imagine, you know, your mind and lots of different ideas flowing through your mind so fast, so quickly, and being able to capture them and ground yourself enough to be able to follow through on them. It's just like a lot of ideas. But you got the Eight of Diamonds underneath that, so that's money making. So it's like you've got these projects, more than one, and the ability to be able to make money from the projects.
Okay.
And then in your Nine of Diamonds, let's see what you got going on there. Okay. You've got Queen of Hearts and the Seven of Hearts. Queen of Hearts is you being a wife, a mother. I'm not sure what's going on. It's also sexuality, sensuality, enjoying relationships, pleasurable relationships. But it's also the Seven of Hearts underneath that is, again, it's a seven. It's a spiritual number, so it's spiritual love. So it could be interpreted as, you know, you're coming into a higher love in your relationship, or you're coming into a higher love for who you are as a wife, a mother, or just a woman. Or it could also mean being able to let go of feelings of attachments. As a mother, I mean, you know, because it's also a mother card, so it could be letting go of attachments to children, or that's one interpretation. Like, and also the other interpretation I said is having more spiritual love as a partner to your husband. It could be also to on the negative side in terms of it could be a time where there's an opportunity to let go of any feelings of betrayal. You know, that you may have experienced either, you know, in your role as a wife or as a mother. But some, usually with Seven of Hearts is there is, it's a sense of not trusting, of feelings of betrayal, and it's the opportunity to actually transform that, to go into a higher love that is gained from Source. And when we know that love is always there available to us from Source love, and really that is really the only true place we can get, then any feelings of betrayals from others begin to kind of be washed away, because we see the fallacy of that in the beginning. You know, we begin to see the fallacy of that whole wanting to attach to others to think that we can actually get love from others. We can't really get love from anything or anyone. We actually, love is actually from within, and others just reflect, you know, where we are in that, in our own inner experience.
Wow.
Okay? So these are the cards that you have for this period. And was that helpful? Do you have any questions about what I said?
Basically that I should go ahead and release some of these projects I have in mind anyway, and focus on that, and pay attention to to what's going on in relationships. And everything you said, of course, actually has already started happening. Acceptance of, you know, what is, it is what it is. Things are what they are.
Yeah. And just so you know, so work on the projects, and because, you know, I'm looking at, you know, you do have a Three of Spades long range in your Nine of Diamonds, so this is going to be going on all year. You know what I mean?
So three means what?
Three
of Spades means?
It means working more than two jobs. It means more than one project. All threes are creativity, okay? So this whole year, your focus will be, at least in one of your ruling cards, will be, multiple projects, you could say.
Okay.
Or multiple ideas about work. And now it's also a card about, now, because we talked about your health last time. So it could also be about maybe a variety of things going on with your health, or an undiagnosed health situation, you know. But I don't get that that's it, because you have a Two of Hearts underlying it, and Two of Hearts is the lover's card, the relationship. It's a lover's card, or it's getting together with someone. So I don't get that it's necessarily about help as much as it might be about meeting people or meeting someone that might be a good partner for you, not necessarily a love partner, but maybe a good friend that works with you or something like that. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay. So I think it's more to do with work. And you've got an Eight of Diamonds coming up in Venus. So, again, you had an Eight of Diamonds in Mercury, but like I said, that's like being able to make money from those projects, but it will be a quick thing. But with this Eight of Diamonds in Venus, that I would think indicate would be maybe more money. Now, here's the thing with Eight of Diamonds and Ten of Diamonds. And Eight of Diamonds, Ten of Diamonds in the Venus position and Jupiter position means that you have the ability to make a lot of money, but you have to have some kind of bucket. You have to have a basket from which the money can flow to you. You see what I'm saying? So you have to have ways that the money can flow to you. Like if you're on a fixed income, unless maybe someone gives you money or something like that, or from an inheritance, something like that. But if you have a lot of different avenues or ways for money to come to you, that money can come to you. You can experience making a lot of money. So I would say use this time, since you have these two threes in this period where there's a lot of creativity, of just preparing yourself to be able to launch things, especially by your Venus period. Which, like I said, is going to happen. You're going to go into Venus December, 21st or something like that?
Mercury ends December 21st.
Right, and you go into the Venus period, and you have an Eight of Diamonds direct. So now you want to be, and you said you're already doing this, you want to be focusing on getting these projects out.
Okay.
Or having some kind of way that money can come to you through all these creative efforts. And I know you got lots of e-books and all kinds of other things, so just focus on somehow getting them out so people can see, so that people can know, so people can send money to you. People have to know what you're offering so that they can actually give you money. Got it?
I got it. I know what I'm going to do.
Okay, cool. All right, I'm going to let you go and ask Jennifer to unmute herself again. Press 1-star, Jennifer. Okay, take care, Tamara.
Well, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Jennifer?
Whoops.
Yeah, I hear you. Try it again if it doesn't go. Sometimes it'll go, sometimes it'll say something weird. Jennifer, you there?
It's telling me invalid option.
I hear you. You're here. It'll do that. Just press it again. But
okay.
You're on. Okay. And your birthday for others who are listening to this is February 11th. What year?
Of 1947.
And so that would make you 63, right?
Yes.
See how good math I am?
You're very good. You're quick.
Okay. So Jennifer is an Ace of Spades birth card with a Nine of Spades ruling card. She's a double spade, so work and health and all that would be important issues for her throughout her life. Okay, and she's got a spiritual number of the nine. Remember, Tamara had those two nines. Boy, I got these spiritual people today with me. Where spirituality and being able to give is very important part of their lives. And she's an Ace of Spades, which, I said the two spiritual numbers are the sevens and the nines, but the ace is actually in some ways perhaps one of the most spiritual cards in the deck, because it is the card of transformation. And actually Ace of Spades have to actually go to the spiritual side all their life, because in their life path they have two sevens and two nines. So they've got, half of the spiritual cards in the deck in their life path. So that's one of the reasons why Ace of Spades is really considered, a very spiritual card. So when you're this Ace of Spades, really going that route is a necessity. Okay, Jennifer, so you want to know what's happening for you during this period. Is that correct?
Yep. Yes.
Okay. So let me just first tell you what period you're in. Okay, February 11th. I believe you are in Saturn or Uranus. Let me check here.
Uranus, I think.
Okay. Yep, you went into Uranus October 29th. So you've been in Uranus for, 10 days now about? Okay. Do you feel any kind of relief?
kind of. It's pretty intense, but yeah.
Well, I say that because Saturn is right before Uranus, and usually Saturn, for most people, it's the most challenging time of the year. Now, Capricorns, their ruling planet is Saturn, and so their planetary ruling card is the Saturn card. So Saturn to them may not be as challenging as it is for other people because they're actually used to the Saturn energy. And I just found this out, but even people who are Aquarians, they used to be ruled by Saturn. So some of them with Saturn, it doesn't affect them as hard. But anyway, so you just went into Uranus. Let me look at your cards that are in Uranus. Okay. And you're going to be in Uranus until until December 20th, okay? So from now to, so you got like 5 or 6 more weeks. Okay. So in your birth card, you got a Ten of Spades, King of Diamonds. Oh, those are really powerful cards. Okay. Ten of Spades is, I have a Ten of Spades ruling card, but Ten of Spades is the card, is the most ambitious card in the deck. For one thing, they have, it is the most ambitious. For one thing, they have the Ace of Spades in Mars. Your card is in their life path, and that jump starts a person to be very ambitious and to get a lot of work done. But Spades is about work. It's what we do every day, so it's health and work. But 10 is a very powerful number. 10 is the number of power, but it's power in a big way. So anything with a 10 is big. So it would be a lot of work projects, the ability to overcome any kind of health challenges. And you got a King of Diamonds underneath that, underlying that, which is the master of business, okay? And this would be someone owning their own business. So I would interpret this as you – the energies are present. Now, what you do with the energies is up to you. Now, this is what I want to, you know, what I was saying earlier about the cards. Energies are present, but we have to decide and choose what we're going to do with the energies or how we're going to use the energies. We don't have to take advantage of these energies, you know. So, but if you wanted to create your own business, then the energy would be present for you to do that. Okay, and It's just a lot of projects going on, a lot of things to be doing is what this Ten of Spades would be indicating. Is this been your experience at all?
It's been a very busy time, very, very busy time. It seems like it's getting busier and busier.
Well, I would expect that, and I would not expect it to end until, you know, this period is over, because that's what a Ten of Spades is. But if you... So what you want to do with this energy is don't fight it, you know. Just find a way to take care of yourself so that you can actually be able to follow through on whatever comes up for you to do, okay? That's how I would navigate this, all right?
Uh-huh.
And there's something about all of this, these projects or things to do that will actually sort of, I think, give you some experience about how to actually run your own business if you were to do that. Because then you got a King of Diamonds that's going to be in your Neptune period. Usually Neptune is the end of the year. We're kind of dreamy. But I would take the challenge of all the projects that came up and just, like I said, take care of myself physically to do. And you will, with the Ten of Spades, you do have the ability to overcome health situations. So you should have the energy
that
to do
it. That is good news.
Yeah, so you would have the energy to do it, and I would like just learn whatever is there to be learned as a way to kind of like help you also to in your future business dealings or in your future when you're working for yourself and creating your own kind of business, okay? And when I say business, it doesn't have to be some old storefront or anything like that, but just you working for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
And also, too, at some point, even hiring other people, employees. That's King of Diamonds. But the thing is, you have to step into the role of the king. So if the leader, so kings are leaders, right? So it's like going to be leadership opportunities. And so it's like to step into it, trusting that you will have whatever it takes to step into that role. A lot of people don't want to step into the role of a king because it's responsibility. You know what I mean? I can understand. They're like, I don't want to be responsible, you know. But that's what a king energy kind of is the opportunity to do, All right. So now in your nine, so that's in your ace of spades and a nine of spades in this period. Woo, you got a ten of diamonds, king of hearts. Well, girl, you just got to step into being a king. That's just all there is to it. This is being a king in your relationships. It's mastering your relationships. It's mastering all the emotional aspects of relationships with everyone around you. That's what this is, okay?
Wow.
And the ten of diamonds is money. It's having, you know, it's like I said, again, a ten is anything big. Like the ten of spades was, well, a lot. Ten of diamonds would be, you know, either you're, you know, maybe thinking about large sums of money or desiring large sums of money, or maybe large sums of money will come to you in some unexpected way. Because, again, Uranus is our work. It's also our associates, you know, people we work with or people we're, you know, involved with. So it's our associates around that. It's, you know, but maybe some money can come to you in some unique, unexpected way that you haven't even thought about. Okay, so I'm not, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that might unfold. Let me see if I can to see the, if I can see what the underlying card is even underneath that 10. Hold on 1 second. And there's a king of diamonds underlying that, that ten of diamonds. That's an interesting one.
Wow.
So something about this period is going to help you step into being ready to create your own business. There's something about that, really. Okay, I mean, you may be thinking it's about something else or, you know, but really this period that you're going through, whatever activities are taking place, it's really going to sort of put you in that position to give you the confidence, I believe, to just to know that you can take on that role. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. it makes absolute perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, things have unfolded in this, you know, in recent times that have had me being able to do things that I really didn't think I was capable of doing, and I can envision ways that within what I thought were my limitations, I think I can do more things that are of value. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Really, a lot of sense.
Wow, that is just so awesome. And I just, you know, I'm really excited for people to hear, you know, who'll download this and listen to this to see that, you know, how this is part of what I was talking about, that pressure, you know, earlier about we think, you know, we have to resist. But really, life is actually on our side all the time. And things happen. Go ahead, say more. Yeah.
Well, and what's so interesting is that it has just evolved. It has just evolved naturally, not anything I really thought about, just kind of answering kind of an internal call to help out a friend in some ways that needed to happen. And just within something that I knew how to do, could do pretty easily from home mostly, and just kind of one thing has led to another, and doing things that I enjoy, and I don't know how it might lead to a business, but it's showed me that within what I can do with my energy and my gifts, I guess I still can make a difference,
mm-hmm.
you know, and enjoy it, and it feels good. It just feels good to contribute, and I'm just very happy doing what I'm doing. So I can see that I could actually put my lifetime of good skills to work for the good, and possibly make some, you know, make a living too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again.
Yes.
Yeah, so wonderful. It's wonderful to see how it's written in the cards.
Yeah, and yeah, when we just, like you said, just align with it, it just naturally flows. Like, we don't have to, like, make anything happen. I mean, life
right.
is always there to kind of take us to the next unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It's organic.
Yeah, it's organic. Mm-hmm. And when we just say yes, yeah.
So, like you said, it affirms what is natural.
Yes, what's natural, yes. And if we just trust this flow, you know, we can know that it's actually leading us to, you know, our next highest expression, you know,
our
next highest unfolding. So, you know, you've just, you know, share with us a beautiful example of that, just really, really, really loving and really wonderful. And, you know, and I think, you know, we all have these outdated ideas, I don't know, at least idea about what business is, but really what you're doing is a business, you know, on the level of that you're being of service, you know?
Yes.
And you're providing a valuable gift to others.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's really it.
Yeah.
And then it can just evolve from there and however, you know, and life will present, you know, ways that will even happen.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, that's been a wonderful lesson. I really don't need to try to think anything up. Things flow naturally, and that's wonderful. I can just let go of my resistance to or my the need to have to strive and allow instead.
Wonderful. Okay. Well, I'm glad I was able to get
Clarissa?
To the both of you. Yes? Hello? Did someone say Clarissa?
Am I hearing
things? Okay, so.
Clarissa?
See, someone just said Clarissa. Hello?
Yes, someone is saying Clarissa.
Okay, I'm not hearing things. Okay, I thought maybe, you know, I'm being
someone
good.
Said it twice.
I know. Thank you, Tamara. Thank you. I know I'm I'm
yeah,
like, I turned 50,
Jennifer.
But dang, that ain't old now. Come on now. I ain't, you
right.
know, going
see
now
you
quite
heard.
Yet, you know.
And Jennifer just gave me a title to a book I'm going to go ahead and write.
Oh, really? Do share. What's the title?
Stop Resisting the Pressure.
Okay. All right. Cool. Okay. Well, I don't know if
I'm going to change the title. It's going to be a lot more exciting because I understand words make a very big difference to
mm-hmm.
people purchase.
Mm-hmm. But that's the idea. That's the
something point. In that idea range, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't know who that person was who said that, and you know, maybe you know they could email me or something. If somehow they weren't able to get through, they can email me. But we're at the end of the show. And so glad I was able to get to both of you. I actually kind of gained a lot and learned a lot just from, you know, the interaction myself. And so I thank each of you. And you all have a wonderful day. And everyone else, have just a fantastic day. And I'll be here 2 weeks from in 2 weeks. So, again, as I said at the top of the show, I have made an announcement that I'm going to be doing these classes every second and fourth Tuesday. So that's changed from weekly. But I will be sending the emails out to remind everyone the day before and the day of. Okay, so Tamara and Jennifer, have a wonderful day, and as well as
you
everyone
too,
else.
Dear.
Okay, all right, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.